It's time now for a look at sports, and for that, we turn to NPR's Tony Cox. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai.
So, what you got?
Well, football, and did I say football? It's been an interesting week of college bowl matchups so far. The pros are about to start their playoffs this weekend, and we'll be checking in on the progress of the black quarterback with the man who wrote the book on that subject, New York Times sports columnist Bill Roden. Hey, Bill.
Great Tony Cox. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you as well. Although, you know what? It's not such a happy New Year for the bowl championship series, I don't think. We've had three or four games so far, and I don't know. It looks like the lineups just didn't quite work out the way people wanted them to.
I mean, number one, the fraud continues. I mean, this bowl stuff without a playoff is one of the greatest hoaxes in the history of college sports. You know, Tony, Hawaii's loss to Georgia is 41-10 did more to set back the cause of the underdog than anything that's happened the last 10 years. Last year, remember, we were talking about Boise State, and, okay, let's bring in the underdogs, and then these guys come out here undefeated and get trampled. Then you look at West Virginia killing Oklahoma, 48-28. Then you look at Illinois getting routed by USC. And I think when you have a playoff, you've got the sort of competitive tension where the games continue to get better and tighter as you go on in competition. Tony, this is really, really just too much. And the president at the NCAA convention in a couple of weeks, they've got to do something about this. This year, I think, underlines the fact that you have to have a playoff. And the fact that the presidents continue to perpetrate this fraud on the American people is unconscionable.
Do you think that the title game between Ohio State and LSU is going to save things this year for BCS?
Well, I think it's going to be a much better game. It's going to be a much more competitive game. But what's going to save it? No, I think the taste has already been, the sour taste has already been lost and left in everybody's mouth.
All right, let's move on to the people that play on Sundays every Sunday.
That's right, real football.
Wild card weekend coming up this weekend. Anything that's surprising to you about who's there and who's not there?
Well, you know, I mean, Washington clearly, I think, is the, to the extent that the NFL could have a sentimental favorite, I think that Washington is a sentimental favorite. You know, with everything that's happened, I think Washington is a surprise. I do not think that they're going to beat Seattle. Seattle is a very difficult place to play, and Seattle quietly is just gotten very good. They're a very good team. I think the surprise of the whole thing, though, is going to be New York.
I was going to ask, as a matter of fact, do you think that there is any team in the wild card round that was a wild card team capable of going all the way?
You know, I do like New York, and I know it's not just because I live in New York.
Yes, it is.
I just think that they've just got a nice package. You know, we beat up Eli Manning here, but Eli Manning, Tony, has won as many playoff games as your guy in Dallas, Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants have a nice team.
Well, last topic, because our sports segment is a little shorter this week than it normally is. You wrote a book called Trials and Tribulations of the Black Quarterback. Looking at this season and the number of black quarterbacks that are out there, some of whom, like Michael Vick, made headlines for the wrong reasons, are they still in a trial and tribulation situation like Donovan McNabb of Philadelphia referred to earlier this season?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So I think it's definitely in the trial. There's always a trial. I think there's still this kind of burden of proof. I listen to the commentators all the time. There's always a little undercurrent where they're talking about Vince Young. You know, there's always something he's got to learn. I mean, everybody's got to learn something. But I think with black quarterbacks, there's still this kind of burden of proof that they still have to kind of prove that they could be the ultimate winners.
Doesn't everybody have to do that? And aren't there so many, maybe so many is not the right word, but aren't there enough black quarterbacks in the NFL now where that's not the issue that it once was?
Well, you think so, but I think that's exactly what Donovan was saying at the beginning of the year, that yes, there are more, but there's always this double standard. There's always, you got to do just a little bit more. And when you fail, it's, well, are his mechanics, or does he have a grasp of the game? You know, and if you listen very closely to criticism, You'll hear. So no, I think we still got, we still have ways to go.
Who's the best black quarterback in the NFL?
The best black quarterback in the NFL. Well, you know what?
Who?
David Garrard of Jacksonville. David Garrard of Jacksonville is the real deal. He's got the goods. Watch him.
All right, let's flip the script then. So who's the worst black quarterback in the NFL? Come on, you're a sports columnist for a big-time paper. Well, the worst one.
Okay, well, in terms of judgment, Michael Vick. Worst judgment of all time.
Who's the worst on the field?
On the field, probably Brian Leftwich. Brian Leftwich, who at one time was kind of considered the best, has had a very, very, very dramatic fall. So I'd have to say Brian Leftwich was probably the worst on the field.
I'm sure he'll be text messaging you later in the day. Bill, as always, it's good talking to you.
Same to you, Tony. You take care.
Okay.
That was NPR's Tony Cox talking with Bill Roden. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback.